Hello and welcome to the episode 132 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Very quick but productive episode today, featuring the return of the Beatles on Thank Your Lucky Star, a couple of fast studio sessions, and a business meeting in a very peculiar venue. On the 12th of May 1961, the Beatles, with Pete Best on drums, performed at the Top 10 Club in Hamburg, West Germany. The concert was part of their second residency in the city. In 1962, we get another concert in Hamburg for the Beatles' third residency there. The lads, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed at the Star Club. Moving on to 1963, the Beatles recorded a mimed performance of From Me to You, and I Saw Her Standing There at the Alpha Television Studios in Birmingham, England. The footage was used for the band's fourth appearance on ABC Television's Thank Your Lucky Stars. The show was aired on the 18th of May between 5:55 and 6:35 p.m. On the 12th of May 1966, we get a mixing session in Abbey Road at the EMI Studios. Monomixes of Dr. Robert, and Your Bird Can Sing, and I'm Only Sleeping were prepared today between 1:45 and 3:30 p.m. so that they could be included in Capitol Records' US album Yesterday and Today, an album mainly composed of unissued songs from the UK Help and Revolver albums. 1 year later, in 1967, the Beatles started and completed an entire song in one recording session, the second time in 2 days. Working between 7 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. at the EMI Studios, they recorded All Together Now, another song written for the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. They recorded 9 takes of the rhythm track, featuring Paul and George on acoustic guitars, John on harmonica, and Ringo on drums and percussions, and all the necessary overdubs. George Martin couldn't attend the session, and so it was Jeff Emerick who took the reins of the proceedings. Finally, in 1968, John Lennon and Paul McCartney had an informal business meeting for Apple Corps in the afternoon, on a Chinese boat sailing around the Statue of Liberty in New York, New York. The meeting was with Ron Cass, recently appointed US head of Apple Corps. This concludes today's episode of What a Fab Day. Since you probably have some extra free time on your hands due to the shortness of this show, you can do worse than taking a peek to www.simonmas.com/support and find secrets mere mortals were not meant to know. Something that can make you stand out from the masses. Helping me to create more music-related content to put on the internet for everyone, as detailed on that linked page, has been proved to increase one's fab factor by at least 300%. See you tomorrow for more stories from the four you love. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.